we're not shocked because in the European election earlier this year, Sinn Féin polled just below 20%. And we tripled the number of county and city councillors across the state up to 159. We elected 9 of those in Donegal. I think the attitude amongst our own members is we're not going to get carried away, to use that cliche. It is a snapshot in time, but it is encouraging. And if we can continue, we should have a very good general election in 2016.
Are Sinn Féin on course to be in the next government then?
Well, we certainly want to be in government because we're ambitious in terms of our own policies. We want to implement the change that we advocate and we put to people out there, but not at any cost. We need to know that if we're in government, property taxes, household charges will have to be scrapped, and we certainly will have to have a much fairer distribution of wealth, and we'll have to protect the likes of health and education services in a way that we haven't in the past. So we will drive a hard bargain, and if it's not achievable, we will not go into government.
So what are the options if Sinn Féin are successful in the next general election? Who would they go into government with?
Well, I'm not so much focused on who we'd go into government with as with our programme for government. We need to focus on our own policies, our own manifesto. You know, in recent days, we published an alternative budget. There was a huge amount of work went into that from our team here in Leinster House, which means we have fully costed alternatives. We've provided choices to government to move away from the devastating austerity of recent years and start to give hope, particularly to low and middle income families. So that's our focus. And if we can find other political parties who will agree to that programme, then we can go into government.
So out of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour, could you see any of those parties agreeing with Sinn Féin's programme for government?
Well, I think that when you come to an election, when the votes have been cast, and when there's an opportunity to form government, we will certainly drive a hard bargain in terms of what we have to offer. I mean, my preference, and I've said it before, is that we will have a left coalition of Sinn Féin, Labour and other progressive independents that are out there. But my main focus, I have to say, is that we can actually someday have Sinn Féin in government and to deliver the change and the promise that we've offered to people.
Now, despite the property tax and water charges, this opinion poll tells us that this government still has the support of a third of the population.
Well, if you look at the last general election, you know, Fine Gael polled 36%, Labour polled 19%. So they're down from that level of 55% down now, you know, down, you know, to 33%. So there's a big collapse in support, and that's right and proper because they have, you know, broken the promises they made. They have delivered austerity budgets after another. And if they had made other choices, maybe they wouldn't have lost that support. So that's the challenge for them. But for Sinn Féin, we will continue to work hard. We won't lose the run of ourselves. And we hope that we will have a major advance at the next general election.
Do you expect the government to keep losing support then going into the future?
Well, I think that they've come down to a very low level now. There would be a core Labour support across the state and a core Fine Gael support, and I think they're getting very close to that, you know, that bottom core at this stage. I mean, the issue for them now is we've provided them with a fully costed alternative budget. We've taken out property taxes, water charges. We have targeted those who are disabled and those who are most impacted by austerity to assist them, to help them. And that's the choices, and you can ask the very wealthy to pay their fair share. They're fully costed, vindicated by a range of economists. Mainstream economists have said that the numbers add up. So government have those choices on their table now. It's up to them.